USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A revived Hurricane 1 Ian with his sights set on South Carolina's coast Friday and the historic city of Charleston. Forecasters are predicting a storm surge and floods after the megastorm caused catastrophic damage in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis.
There are over 1,000 dedicated rescue personnel who are going up and down the coastline. They all also are going to be doing more and more inland in some of our counties, inland portions of Charlotte and Lee.
All of South Carolina's coast is under a hurricane warning. The Army's first transgender officer and his wife, a Maryland doctor, were indicted on conspiracy charges Wednesday for allegedly attempting to transfer confidential military medical information to Russia. The Department of Justice announced an 8-count indictment. It was unsealed Thursday against Major Jamie Lee Henry and anesthesiologist Anna Gabrielian. Federal Judge Eileen Cannon in Florida has extended the timeline for the review of documents seized from President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, delaying the fight over whether any materials are privileged by another 2 weeks. 11,000 documents are at issue. U.S. District Judge Raymond Deary now has until December 16th to complete the work. Russia pounded Ukrainian cities with missiles, rockets, and suicide drones, with one strike reported to have killed 25 people, as it moved Friday to get more seized Ukrainian territory into Russia itself, under the protection of its nuclear weapons. The James Webb and Hubble telescopes on Thursday revealed their first images of DART deliberately smashing into an asteroid in an attempt to divert its trajectory. Astronomers indicated that the impact looks to have been much greater than expected. Did it work? The data is still coming in. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
There are changes to President Biden's student loan program that Biden expects you, the American taxpayer, to pay back, to the tune of $400 billion.
The Biden administration is scaling back eligibility for its student loan forgiveness plan. This comes the same day as six Republican-led states sue President Joe Biden in an effort to block his student loan forgiveness plan from taking effect. Borrowers whose federal student loans are guaranteed by the government but held by private lenders will now be excluded from receiving debt relief. Around 770,000 people will be affected by the change. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Illegal immigrants held by U.S. authorities at a detention center in rural New Mexico say they've endured retaliation rather than aid after reporting unsanitary conditions. A public letter signed this week by at least a dozen of the people entering the United States illegally say the Torrance County Detention Facility has broken plumbing, insect infestations, insufficient access to medical care, and rationed bottles of drinking water. The facility is privately operated by Core Civic. Russian President Putin on Friday signed papers to make four regions of eastern and southern Ukraine a part of Russia. Ukraine leadership says no. Today is the last day people can use the Bank of England's paper $20 and $50 pound notes. Their value becomes kindling at midnight. USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.